From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage is legal in all 50 states. Here in Columbia, the Boone County Recorder of Deeds office began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples this morning. KBIA's Sarah Sherrieri has more.
With the case of Obergefell versus Hodges, the Supreme Court decided 5-4 that all states must allow and recognize same-sex marriage. Angie Boyle and Laura Zinser were the first couple to get a marriage license in Boone County after the ruling. Zinser says it was important for them to be able to marry where they live.
We've been partners for 19 years.
And five children.
Five children.
One granddaughter.
Have waited 19 years to be able to get married here in Columbia, and we didn't want to leave and go get married someplace else because this is where we live and this is our home.
Even though Missouri passed a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage in 2004, the actual landscape here was complex. Beginning in 2014, the city and county of St. Louis and Jackson County have issued marriage licenses to same-sex couples. In a statement released today, U.S. Representative Vicki Hartzler of Missouri said she was, quote, disappointed in the court's decision to stifle the voices of Missouri's voters. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon called the decision, quote, a major victory for equality and an important step toward a fairer and more just society for all Americans. For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sarah Sherrieri.
University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf spoke to the Board of Curators today about the system's future. He says the UM system's forward thinking in regards to Title IX, which aims to help with sex-based discrimination and campus safety, has placed it as a leader among other universities.
We are getting validation on a frequent basis that our aspirational goal of being a leader in higher education, of having a safe and secure environment, we're realizing it. That being said, it's a never-ending journey, and we have to continue to focus on it.
Wolf also said over the past year, the UM system raised the total square footage of classroom and lab space at its four campuses with the addition of four new buildings. The $100 million needed for the buildings were raised on a 50-50 basis, meaning the state matched the money raised by the university. Wolf said he hopes to see the same state and community support in future projects. Also at this morning's meeting, University of Missouri Chancellor Bowen Lofton said recruiting and retaining outstanding faculty is a top priority. He said MU is going after some significant hires now.
These are mid-career faculty who are already very successful where they are. The goal is to attract 20 or more of these kinds of faculty here to the University of Missouri, Columbia, over the next couple of years.
Lofton said maintaining the university's membership in the Association of American Universities is important to help attract the best faculty. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed a bill aimed at revamping the state's student transfer system. Nixon on Friday criticized expanded options for virtual schools and said the bill didn't address key issues with current law, feeling schools now must pay tuition if students decide to transfer elsewhere. Districts say that's caused financial hardship as they work to regain accreditation. Nixon also cited the lack of a tuition cap in his veto. He said without that, schools that are struggling the most would continue to lose resources. Senate Majority Leader Republican Ron Richards said he's looking to craft another plan to address the current transfer law. He says lawmakers might try to override the veto, although the bill fell short of the two-thirds majority needed for that in the House. In St. Louis, the effort to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour is in jeopardy after the chairman of the committee that would consider the idea canceled all future hearings on it. A measure filed this month with the support of Mayor Francis Slay would have potentially raised the wage in the city to $15 by 2020. But the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Alderman Joe Vaccaro, acting chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, canceled all hearings, calling it disingenuous to push the bill on such short notice. The bill would have to pass before August 28th, when a state law takes effect prohibiting cities from raising wages above the state level. A two-thirds majority of aldermen is needed to pull the bill out of committee. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.